morning. We pray. Father in heaven, may the guiding star of your word ever guide us to Jesus. Amen. Some time ago, I began this series on faith with a passage that says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And since looking at that passage, we have looked at various things which the Lord our God says about faith. We're now in the season of Epiphany, and I would like to have you answer this question. How far are you willing to go based on faith? Where are you willing to go? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? 2,000 years ago, in a place called the East, there was a group of men called Magi. They were learned men of the Eastern kingdoms, kingdoms like Assyria or Babylonia. In fact, at one time, the prophet Daniel was in that group. You might compare them with university professors of today. Among them were astronomers. At the time of the birth of Christ, some of these men were looking up into the night sky, and it must have sent chills up and down their spine that suddenly here they see in the sky a star that hadn't been there the night before. A new star. Who has experienced such a thing as this? From their perspective, in Persia, in the east, they were looking west, and they saw the star as it appeared to hang in the sky right above the nation of Judea. Now, these Magi were convinced that the appearance of this star was a divine announcement of a momentous event involving the lives of the Jews. Now, before their coming to Jerusalem, we aren't sure exactly how things developed there. However, we can picture them possibly in this way, that they rushed to the libraries that they had at their university, looking for books that had been left behind by Jews who had been taken into exile in that region. And searching through the holy writings of the Jews then, they surely must have been impressed by the significant number of prophecies that a king would be coming. A king would be coming, a descendant of David who would sit upon David's throne, a king who would offer himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Then it may have been that one of the Magi came across one particular passage. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. At some point in the lives of these men, they had come to faith. Now, it's entirely possible that they had come to faith before this star appeared. The prophecies about the Messiah surely must have been proclaimed in that part of the world by people like Ezekiel and Daniel and Esther. We don't know exactly when they came to faith. However, they did see this star. They understood what it meant, and based on what they believed, based on faith, they laid aside everything else that they were doing and made preparations to travel, to make this long journey to Judea. Faith propelled them on their way. That certain conviction that at the end of their journey, they would find the substance of their faith. They would see the reality of their hopes. They would find their own Savior. So to Jerusalem they went to find the King of the Jews. when they got there, they did not ask questions of doubt, such as, has a king been born, or what has happened? They asked a question of faith. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? By faith, they were convinced that this king had been born. The only thing they didn't know was where. And just as God did not leave them in doubt when they were back in their home country, so he doesn't leave them in doubt here. But through the religious leaders, provides the prophecy of Micah, which designates Bethlehem as the place. So they leave Bethlehem, or leave Jerusalem, and begin to go toward Bethlehem, only a short distance away. And as they do, the star reappears in the sky and moves on ahead of them until it stops right over Bethlehem. So with joy in their hearts, they go there, and there they find the substance of their faith. There they find the one whom they sought. And they didn't find him in a palace, as like a king, but in a house to which Mary and Joseph had moved. And there they find the baby, child of a peasant family. But the Magi did not see the lowly circumstances. Well, maybe they did. And maybe that's exactly what they were expecting to find. A lowly child based on the prophecies of the Old Testament. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold and frankincense and myrrh. In joyous faith, then they returned to their homeland by a different route. And considering the prophecy of Isaiah, I fully imagine that when they got home, they told the story. They spread the good news. For Isaiah had said, they will bring gold and frankincense and will bear good news of the praises of the Lord. How far are you willing to go based on faith? Will you go wherever the Lord directs you, no matter how far it is? Will you make all the necessary sacrifices, no matter how great? Well, we don't look for a star in the sky, a physical star up there to direct us. But the Lord has his own way of directing us in our lives. I mean, look at you. Here you're sitting at Emmanuel Lutheran High School, College, Seminary. How'd you get here? Well, the Lord has his own ways of directing us. Question is, when the Lord sets before you an opportunity to serve him, will you follow his lead? Will you leave everything else behind and go after him? Oftentimes we make excuses. I can't go because of this or that, or it's too much to ask, or that's not what I want to do with my life. When you are confronted by your star, God grant you the faith and the hope to climb on your camel and make your journey to your Bethlehem so that you can worship your Savior with your life and give him whatever he asks of you. And remember, in the end, this journey is going to lead you to heaven. We pray. Lord God, grant us the faith to follow your lead wherever it takes us, confident that we will find you and worship you with heart and voice. Amen. And let us so worship him with hymn 127, verses 1 and 4.
stuff in this day of things? Charles Marcy, stop for just a minute.